Hey, everybody.
The end is near.
Is near.
And so I ran.
As you've probably seen by whatever the title of this is,
and
how short this episode is,
we are going to take a hiatus, everyone.
That's right.
We, as the Indie Film Review, have events have come up.
Ah, yes. Life events.
The events that come up are I am birthing a son.
Yes, a mini me, if you will.
No, my wife is birthing one.
And I, Jared, am the doula of the child, so I have to be very involved.
The doula?
I don't know.
No, you're my kid Sherpa. Like, whenever he wants to go to Mount Everest, you're gonna
yes!
guide him on alpaca.
I'm gonna guide him on, like, I'm gonna indoctrinate him quick, okay, with anime. Don't worry.
Yes.
I'm gonna corrupt
it. Good.
So the show, hiatus, or maybe it's over. The show, I don't know. We're not done.
We are taking a hiatus.
Yes.
But we've been doing this for even longer than we've been recording, guys. Like, we love to talk about films to each other, so we will come back with some new branding, if anything. But we believe that our time with Indie Film Review is coming to a close. Just it's a lot of work, and it's hard to not get paid for a lot of work.
It's true. I mean, the amount of background work we have to do, like sorting the films out and getting all this stuff ready, and it could have been even worse if we like did a lot of interviews. Like, so many people wanted to like promote, and I think that's so cool and like be on the show, but I'm like, that's so much work. And then we don't have any control over their audio, and it's you know, the quality there is, I don't know, it can be dicey. But what me and Dan have been talking about is, so we did an old show where we would assign each other films once a week. We would talk about both the films, but that show was like a 2-hour long show. It was just so overblown, but it was outrageous and we had a lot of fun. And we're thinking about combining the way we did Indie Film Review as the structure of it with the 30 minutes and like how contained that is with some of the ideas from the old show. So we're going to like maybe do a hybrid. It won't necessarily be focused entirely on independent films. I think we're going to open it up to just like the old school days of me and Dan talking on the phone together about films we saw that week. But who knows what the show's going to be, right? We're still brainstorming.
Yeah, we may reach out to TJ Cox. Get him in there again.
Dude. We will still review his films. There are certain people I'm probably going to reach out to just be like, hey, keep sending us stuff. We'll keep watching it on whatever our next podcast is. We'll keep doing it. With some of the new ideas we're discussing, we're not going to be restricted. So we can just watch whatever the heck we want. But then that'll also mean there won't be submitting of films anymore. I mean, I guess... Yeah. Maybe people could, but it doesn't have to be your film. It could be whatever, and we might be more selective about it. I don't know. This, like, what I'm saying right now
could change.
It might not even be what the show is. Who knows?
So right now, what I'm thinking is at least a 3-month hiatus, just so I can get my bearings.
Yeah,
because I'm a teacher, so we're having the kid over summer. Thank God.
Yeah,
but I'm also gonna have to acclimate to work with a kid. So I'm thinking, give me like a month to do that as well. And then maybe by my birthday, I'll be ready. That's what I'm hoping.
It could be a little longer. Who knows? But we're going to keep people updated on the socials and people who have been talking to us through email and everything about like what the new show is. And if people are interested in it, if they want to check it out. This has been really hard on me too, because I'm Dan's teacher. And he's 24/7, man. I really gotta, it's the level of care that he needs, not just through learning.
I'm bringing another mouth to feed in here. Like, geez.
It's basically, I have
irresponsible.
Two more. Yeah. Another kid I'll have to take care.
The other thing that I think is exciting about watching films that are not submitted to us is there's going to be more opportunity for people to follow along.
Yes. Yep.
You know, like we can watch the latest Netflix release.
Yep.
Or, you know, we can watch an old film that everybody knows about, but we're revisiting it.
More current stuff, like in theaters, yeah. Like me and Dan Planet, we could do some wild shit.
I think that especially now that like Marvel is finally dying.
You're right, dude.
Caitlin Cronenberg. Did you know he had a daughter?
Is she making films too? And are they about like fucking each other's wounds or something disturbing?
She made a point into the interview that saying, do not label this as a horror movie, but they already have. So it's not a horror movie, but it's from what I understand, the gist of it is the world is dying and the government is asking people to like essentially sacrifice 20% of the population.
Oh.
And it's coming to volunteers. Whoa. And it's taking place over a family dinner where I think the dad has elected his family to be some of the ones that I'm pretty sure that's
what
it's about. Yeah. It's called Humane, I believe.
It's called A Night with the Family. It's called TGI Fridays. Dude, that sounds interesting. It sounds like a thriller drama.
Anyway, like horror, films like that, because that's coming out. I think it's out in theaters this weekend.
Yeah. And then like, see, these kind of conversations of like, what have we been watching and like stuff, like movies we're interested in, that could be a part of the show, right? I was discussing with Dan about maybe we could have YouTube segments where we show each other's nipples and like do nipple updates and talk about like what's going on under there. You know, like some people are curious.
Yes.
It did. Yeah.
That's the conversation went further than that, too. But we'll save your ears. Anyway, here we are. We're signing off. Thank you for the years of support. Thank you for all of our patrons. We have suspended that. Thank you for the continued listenership of 10 of you.
A strong 10.
A strong 10. And again, thank you so much for your submissions. It's been a wild ride. We have had so many amazing letters sent to us, and we were thrilled to be part of the community of independent films.
There were so many people who I was touched by mentally and physically through people sending us personalized video messages, people sending us such heartfelt emails about,
I had to bring out the,
what
I had to bring out the doll to tell so you can tell me where they touched you.
I'll never tell. But no, it's that kind of stuff is what made the show worth doing, and it was so amazing. And I hope if anything it inspired more people to want to go out there and make films and go see other people's work and just keep making films, man. I think it's rad. Do what you're passionate about. And shit, What a ride.
What a ride. We're not sad about it, though. I don't think, like, we've been talking about this for a while, and I feel like it was sort of mutual to a point where it's like, we understand where this is going in terms of our lives, and we understand what we want. So it's not like we're super sad about it. Like, it just changes.
Yes. Just change makes you feel weird. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. I just feel almost nostalgic about it. And it hasn't even officially ended yet. Just me thinking about it right now. I'm like, man, all that stuff. But yeah, we're going to make new memories. We're going to make new things. And I think just creating and doing new stuff is fun and exciting. So we'll see where that takes us. And again, thank you everybody
for sure.
Who listened. Thank you to the Necropodicon Network for accepting us and into their fold. That was what a super fucking fun time hanging out with all those people. That was really rad. Dan, do you have any final thoughts? It's the last time I'll ask
final
you
thoughts. Oh man, I'm going to miss that.
Final thoughts in this episode.
Just be on the lookout for us, because we're coming back. We're coming back with a vengeance. And again, thank you to all the people who sent us your films. We had so many amazing films over the years. So
seriously, really amazing films that we got. Thank you, everybody. Dan and Jared are signing off. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Yeah.